today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, in the name of Allah. Salamun alaikum, dear brothers and sisters, and salam to this day. Wednesday, 1st of Shawwal, 1445 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 22nd of Farvardin, 1403 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 10th of April, 2024 of the Christian Gregorian calendar, accept our congratulations. Happy Eid, Eid Mubarak, everyone. This is today's special. We offer our congratulations to all of you, and we ask you to listen to chapter Ma'idah from the Holy Quran, verse 114.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Qala 'Isa ibn Maryam, Allahumma rabbana anzil 'alayna ma من السماء تكون لنا عيدا لأولنا وآخرنا وآية منك وارزقنا وأنت خير الرازقين.
Said Jesus, the son of Mary, O Allah, our Lord, send down to us a table spread with food from the heaven, to be for us a festival for the first of us and the last of us, and a sign from you. And provide for us, and you are the best of providers.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
All supplications mentioned in the Quran begin with Rabbana, O our Lord. But in this verse, it has begun with two words, O Allah, our Lord. This difference may be for the importance of this miraculous happening of the concerning consequences. To celebrate a festival is a proper action from the point of the Quran. The birth of the friends of Allah and the mission of the Messenger of Allah is not less than the descent of the table of food from the sky, so we must always learn things from the signs of Allah and His power.
Praise is due to the one and only. He is the master of all creation.
All praise is due to the one and only. He is the master of all creation.
He is the sustainer and the maintainer of the whole universe.
La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah, Muhammad is the messenger to Allah.
Eid Mubarak, everyone! Eid al-Fitr, as it follows the fasting of Ramadan, is also seen as a spiritual celebration of Allah's provision of strength and endurance. Amid the reflection and rejoicing, Eid al-Fitr is a time for charity, known as Zakat al-Fitr. Eid is meant to be a time of joy and blessing for the entire Muslim community and a time for distributing one's wealth. Charity to the poor is a highly emphasized value in Islam. The Quran says, "Believe in Allah and His Messenger and give charity out of the sustenance that Allah has made you heirs of. For those of you who believe and give charity, for them is a great reward." Muslim brothers and sisters all over the world, congratulations to you on Eid al-Fitr.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Dear brothers and sisters, today we are going to talk about the philosophy of Eid al-Fitr. Eid al-Fitr is considered as an important day in religion. It encompasses specific acts of worship that undoubtedly must be performed in a manner expected by the sacred lawgiver to achieve its purpose and end. Eid al-Fitr is counted as one of the four major Eids of the Shia school of thought. Imam Hadi alayhi salam mentioned in a narration regarding the number of Eids of the Shia, saying, "Innama al-a'yadu arba'atun lil-Shia, al-Fitr wal-Adha wal-Ghadir wal-Jum'ah." Shias have four Eids: Fitr, Adha, Ghadir, and Friday. Considering that the words of the Imam are founded on wisdom, the first Eid mentioned among these is Eid al-Fitr, perhaps suggesting that since Eid al-Fitr is the reward of fasting, it holds the first rank among the Eids. And Eid al-Adha, the reward of financial piety, comes next. Similarly, Eid al-Ghadir, the reward of accepting the imamate and wilaya of the imam, and Friday is the day that heralds the advent of the last successor. Fundamentally, Eid, from the religious perspective, differs from the common understanding among people. In the common understanding, Eid is merely about visiting each other, distributing sweets, and being joyful. However, from a religious standpoint, Eid has a much broader and worshipful significance.
Children are wearing new clothes, bright colors fill the streets. Their faces full of laughter, their pockets full of sweets. Let us rejoice indeed. This is the day of Eid. Let us rejoice indeed. For this is the day of
La ilaha illallah, Muhammad Rasulullah, alayhi salatu.
Happy Eid, Eid Mubarak. And now, you are with today's special and ways to celebrate Eid. Ahead of the festivities, prescribed ritual needs to be followed to show thankfulness to Allah the Almighty. The day starts with the declaration of the greatness of Allah, which is known as Takbir, Allahu Akbar. It is followed by the preparations for going out to the place of prayer. Taking a bath or ghusl is recommended on Eid. It is important to cleanse and purify your entire body, put perfume on the dress in one's best clothes. It is recommended to wear the finest clothes in line with the tradition of the companions of the Messenger of Allah. May Allah bless him and his family. The Eid prayer is observed out in the open if weather permits, with special supplications said the Eid greetings exchanged between the believers. Before the commencement of Eid prayer, it is obligatory for all Muslims to pay a donation called Zakatul Fitr.
Eid Sa'id, let's enjoy this happy day. Eid Mubarak, come on, let's celebrate. Eid Sa'id, let's enjoy this happy day. Eid Mubarak, come on, let's celebrate, celebrate, let's celebrate. Allah, Allah, thank you for this day.
Eid Mubarak, everyone, and come here to listen about Eid al-Fitr in Ahadith, Traditions of the Imams. Imam Hassan al-Mujtaba, peace be upon him, looked at some people who were happy and left. Then he turned to his companions and said, God the Almighty created the month of Ramadan as a field for the competition of his creatures, so that through obeying Allah they excel each other towards his happiness. Some excelled and won, and some left behind and lost, that it is so surprising one who is frivolously playful and laughing on the day the good doers are rewarded and those who fall behind loss. By Allah, I swear that if the whales are removed, the good doers will engage in his good doing and the evil doer will be taken captive in his evil doing.
After observing a 30-day fast, the disciples of Jesus Christ approach him with the following question. The conversation is mentioned in the Holy Quran in Surah number 5, verses 112 to 114. In verse number 112, Allah says, إِذْ قَالَ الْحَوَارِيُّونَ يَا عِيسَى بْنَ مَرْيَمَ هَلْ يَسْتَطِيعُ رَبُّكَ أَنْ يُنَزِّلَ عَلَيْنَا مَائِدَةً مِنَ السَّمَاءِ قَالَ اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ إِنْ كُنْتُمْ مُؤْمِنِينَ. The disciples of Jesus, alayhi salam, they ask him, O Jesus, son of Mary, is your Lord able to send down upon us a table spread from heaven? Jesus, alayhi salam, says, be conscious of God if you are indeed believers, meaning do not doubt the power and the omnipotence of your Lord. In verse number 113, the disciples reply, Allah says, قَالُوا نُرِيدُ أَن نَأْكُلَ مِنْهَا وتطمئن قلوبنا ونعلم أن قد صدقتنا ونكون عليها من الشاهدين. They say that we wish to eat from this food. We wish to gain the spiritual blessing of consuming heavenly food. And we want our hearts to be tranquil. We want to witness this divine miracle. In verse number 114, Jesus عليه السلام, he makes that famous supplication. The Quran says, قال عيسى بن مريم اللهم ربنا أنزل علينا مائدة من السماء تكون لنا عيدا لأولنا وآخرنا وآية منك وارزقنا وأنت خير الرازقين. عيسى عليه السلام says, O our Lord, send down upon us a table spread from heaven so that it can be an Eid for us, for the first of us and for the last of us, and a sign from you, and provide us, for you are indeed the best of providers. Brothers and sisters, if you examine the Holy Quran, you find that there is only one verse in the Holy Quran that explicitly mentions Eid, and that is Surah number 5, verse 114, in the dua of Isa alayhi salam. And you find that in the context of the Holy Quran, Eid is a day in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reveals signs to us to bring us closer to Him, to have us return to Him. And you find that linguists actually say that the word Eid comes from the verb which means to return. As human beings, we often stray from the straight path. We often veer away from the path of God. And you find that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in His infinite mercy, He gives us multiple opportunities to return to Him.
we express our congratulations, thousands of congratulations, to each one of you, dear brothers and sisters all over the world. Eid Mubarak, and please keep us in your supplications and your prayer. Thank you and have a nice time.
يا رحمن يا رزاق يا غفار يا طهار